Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, in the United States, the big retailers like Target and Walmart have announced huge summer season offers to get inflation-weary shoppers in the door. Seasonal shopping is really big business for Irish retailers too. But what are they doing to get us into the shops and to spend our money? And someone who has lots of experience in this area knows all of the ins and outs of the business is retail consultant Barry Savage. And Barry is here with me in the studio now to tell us all the tricks of the trade, we hope. Hi, Barry.
Good morning, Claire.
How are you?
I'm grand.
The weather hasn't been brilliant so far.
Absolutely. No, I'm good despite everything.
That doesn't deter the retailers, though. Pulling out the special offers.
You have to lay your stall out. Yeah. I mean, the supermarket business is seasonal. And this is just another season, like the Christmas season and Halloween, or, God forbid, in a couple of weeks, the back-to-school season.
Right, which has already started,
It is already started, Claire, yeah.
So this phenomenon now of the seasonal offers, it's been around for a while. Hasn't it? It certainly has.
And the difference, of course, with the summer season, as you alluded to there, is in Ireland, you can't just depend on the weather. You could have all sorts of stuff in and stocked up and ready to roll out for the summer season. But recently it has been damp. It's still warm, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to take it where we can get it. It's still around like 17 degrees or something today. It's going to be a good weekend. So you do your best with what you have. But as the season is going on, you start to worry about things like your stocks of fold-up chairs and collapsible tables and, you know, that big load of, like, flasks that you bought in for the picnics and that. Are they going to sell? And what are you going to do if you're left with all those things at the end of the season?
Yeah, but that's where people like you come in. So you have to find a way to convince the shopper to part with the cash and buy those things.
Exactly. You have to. Yeah, well, it starts around June or so. You start getting your displays ready for it. And my old favourite is the cross merchandising. I mentioned it before here, Christmas, where you put product groups together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you go into a store, you see this enormous big barbecue, usually one of those big green ones. Like, it's like the aga of barbecues. Like, it's like a big green,
fabulous looking thing.
Oh, a Barbasaurus. That's what it is. You go in, you see this Barbasaurus. And around that is grouped your charcoal, lighter fuel, even things like mustard and mayonnaise and ketchup or whatever. So get even beach towels, chairs, all that type of stuff. Try to get people into the mood and put the idea into their head.
So you're aim is maybe not even to sell that barbecue, because only a certain number of people are going to buy them, but it's to send someone home with the mustard.
Exactly, and create the ambiance. And the same with the ambiance as well. You go down the seasonal aisle as well. You have the bright colours in that in the aisle as well. And sometimes some retailers might even pipe in a little bit of music, like sounds of like lake water lapping or something like that, or sounds of the sea. Obviously, you're not sounds of seagulls now. You'd be running down the aisle with a plastic bag in your head, so you would.
And listen, if you're popping in for the milk and you do buy one of these things, there's always a risk that you'll throw it into the car and maybe forget about it. You, that situation with the leg.
I mean, you know, some years ago, our butchers had a great special with lamb. Like, lamb is one of the best products you can barbecue. And particularly if you have it spatchcocked or butterflied. And our butchers at the time, you know, did a great special on lambs. They got the legs of lamb, they butterflied them out, they exfoliated the lamb and they emoliated and they rubbed it with olive oil. It was beautiful. It was just ready.
Irresistible.
Irresistible, ready to throw onto the barbecue. This customer bought one, was going to the west of Ireland with his leg of lamb, and came back later on that day and said, Barry, look, it's on my bill. When I got home, I didn't have the leg of lamb. I'll have no leg of lamb to bring me down to the west of Ireland for the barbecue the following day. So, look at these things. That's a whole other show, Claire, about what happens at the checkouts with things and items going missing.
Right.
Or whatever. So the leg of lamb was missing. Okay, we replaced it. Replaced the leg of lamb straight away for this particular customer. Now, her name will remain nameless. I won't mention who she is, but she's an avid listener to the show.
Right, so
and she'll be absolutely
listening.
Marto if she hears me talk about it now. But anyway, gave her a new leg of lamb. Great, she went to the west of Ireland, had a barbecue. The lamb, naturally enough, with all the exfoliation and everything, emoliation, was absolutely delicious. 2 weeks later, she was back in the shop and she said, oh, Barry. And now she very sheepishly, she came over towards me and said, Barry, I'm disgusted. She said, I was driving along North County, Dublin, through Ballybuckle, and there was this awful, her words, funk in the car. Mm-hmm. There was a funk in the car that put your nostrils sideways. Oh, and anyway, she convinced the car be pulled in. Car pulled into the side of the road, opened the boot of the car. There was the congealed leg of lamb underneath two fold-up chairs. So check your car for legs of lamb.
Yeah, if you're doing a special purchase, a seasonal purchase, remember that you bought the thing. Yeah, take it out of the car.
Exactly.
Now, what are the big sellers for the retailers in summertime? What are the sort of things that you're trying to offload?
Well, the biggest things, of course, are the big ticket items like your barbecues, like even the sort of better value barbecues, like the pot kettle barbecues, as we call them. Charcoal we're trying to sell. We're trying to sell garden chairs. We're trying to sell the bulky items that we're not going to be able, you know, if they don't sell, you'll have to be putting them into
storage.
So that's no good. I mean, you don't want to be left with a load of tents or something if any of the music festivals are washed out. And we were left with a load of tents once. We had to put up a big display in October and put a sign on saying, now is the winter of our discounted tent.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah, it did. People looked at us, oh, geez, Barry, what sort of an idiot are you put the sign like that? But they bought the tents. But of course, with the time it came around the following summer, they'd forgotten that they bought them and have to buy more.
Right.
So that's the biggest thing. So you're trying to sell those sort of items as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, things like, obviously, perishable items are on a weekly basis coming in. But they won't, those sort of things don't sell. You have to get them sold quickly. And you have that short window of opportunity.
So that's all about the display and selling the dream.
Yeah, all about product placing and where you're going to put the products and that as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you're trying to get it across to customers as well. Look, we're Ireland, you know, we're not Love Island. You know what I mean? We're not going to be running around the back garden in our bikinis and speedos, sitting by the paddling pool and drinking cocktails and eating burgers. It's Ireland and it may be damp, but it's warm this weekend. It's warm now. You can still go out for your picnic. Have the boot of your car picnic ready without a leg of lamb. Have a picnic ready. Be ready to stop. There's fantastic picnic areas.
Always selling, Barry. You're always selling.
No, I'm telling. Not at all. No, not at all. You don't say. You give the people what they want, Claire. They may not want it when they walk into the store, but they will.
And here, there are always trends, aren't there? And people are mad for fire pits.
Oh, look at fire pits. People don't even know what they are.
The last couple of years, they've been around a lot, haven't they?
The last couple of years, they've been around quite a bit. But you see, there's not just the fire pit. You have to buy the fuel for the fire pit. Mm-hmm. Then you have to buy the marshmallows. Then you have to buy the skewers to put the marshmallows on. Then you have to have something to dip the marshmallows into. Make sure you dip it into chocolate sauce. Don't dip it into tamponade, which somebody bought at our place once as well. Instead, that chocolate sauce, desperate salty berry, brought it back.
Was part of your lovely summer display.
It was somebody put tamponade there. I don't know why. But you can do things like that. Mm-hmm. But the fire pits are something that has come in recent years. But people, like back in the day, people didn't eat out as much out in the backyard.
Outside.
People have nicer gardens now. Look at the shows on the telly. And look, everybody's is sort of orientated toward outside living.
Yeah, the room outside.
But
this whole trend towards seasonal selling and, you know, selling the dream and the lovely display, that all comes from the States, doesn't it?
Ah, of course.
That's where it started.
Of course it comes from the show. Most things come from the States, eventually hit Ireland. They do come from the States. And I remember at one stage, years ago myself, and my then boss and cousin at the time, J.C. Savage, retail legend as he was in J.C. Supermarket in North County Dublin, still going strong. We went to Arizona, to Phoenix, and we landed in the middle of a heat wave. And we thought, this is going to be great. We're going to see like barbecues from one end of the state to the other. We're going to see things like a clam bake. I didn't know what a clam bake was, but I knew it was there. So it wasn't to see the clam bake, but it wasn't. It was so hot, Claire. People didn't set foot outside our houses. They wanted to stay inside in the air-conditioned comfort of their own home. And most of the stores started doing actually home deliveries.
Uh-huh.
It couldn't work. It was too hot. Now, I know we don't have that problem here.
Well, we don't. But does consumer behaviour change in the summer?
Oh, absolutely. I've consumed the main change in the summer is people want to say, you know yourself, you don't want to be traipsing around big shopping centre with a trail of kids behind you crying. You want convenience. You want to be able to park your car.
In and out quickly, in your bikini in the back garden. Look at me, I'm over time. We should all be out in the back garden. That's where
exactly,
we should be.
Exactly, Claire.
Thanks so much, Barry.
Not at all.